From Spark and Anvil and Egosphere, this is Chain and Mulch, in Chapter 1 of the Egosphere cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the meadow behind the nature center, Chain the Marten laid out her cord of linked cards on a flat stone. Grass, grasshopper, sparrow, hawk. A neat line climbing from the ground to the sky. Mulch, the beetle, watched from under a fallen leaf, half buried as always.
"Your line's lovely," he said. "But where does it go after the hawk?"
Chain frowned at her cards. She had never quite known. Tara, the old caretaker, sat down quietly on the grass nearby to listen.
Chain went first because her story went up. "This is the food chain," she said, lifting her cord so the cards caught the sun. "Energy starts in the grass, sunlight made into food. The grasshopper eats the grass and takes some of that energy up. The sparrow eats the grasshopper, up again. The hawk eats the sparrow, up once more. Energy climbs, link by link, from the bottom to the top." She held the top card, the hawk, up high. "And that's where my chain ends, at the top, with the hawk." But even as she said it, she looked a little uncertain, because a line that just stops didn't feel like the whole truth of a living meadow.
Mulch went next, from down in the leaves. "My work's the opposite of yours," he said. "You go up, I go down. When the hawk dies, and the sparrow, and the grasshopper, and the grass, when anything dies, it comes to me and mine. We break it down, small and smaller, until it's soil again. Rich, dark soil." He nudged a crumb of earth. "But I'll be honest, I never knew where my soil went after. It just seemed like the quiet end of things, down here in the dark." Two friends, each with half a story. Chain's line that climbed and stopped. Mulch's work that received and went nowhere.
Then Tara reached out and did one small thing. She took the bottom card of Chain's cord, the grass, and set it down right in Mulch's dark soil. And both of them saw it at once. Chain gasped. "Your soil," she breathed, "feeds my grass." Mulch's eyes went wide. "And your grass," he said, "grows from my soil." Chain lifted her line, grass, grasshopper, sparrow, hawk, and bent it slowly round until the hawk end curved down to meet the grass end, right there in Mulch's soil, and the line became a circle. Energy climbs the chain and leaves at the top as warmth. But the matter, the actual stuff of every creature, cycles up through Chain's links, then down through Mulch's dark work, and back into the grass to climb again. "It never ends," Chain whispered. "It loops." Tara smiled from the grass. "Now you both have the whole of it," she said. "One of you carries it up, the other brings it home. Together, you're the circle the meadow really is."
Chain and Mulch sat together over the joined cards, a line made into a ring, the hawk curving down to the grass through the dark, rich soil, and each felt the half-a-story ache of before turn into a bright, whole gladness. The Marten who had thought her world ended at the top, and the beetle who had thought his work went nowhere, discovering together that nothing in the living meadow ever truly ends. It only comes around again, and they were both the turning of it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Chain and Mulch. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.